Hello everyone, and welcome to CVIEW Quantum Network. I'm your presenter, Gabriel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareco. Every week, we feature a network of spiritual first responders, bringing the light of consciousness in all areas of alternative medicine, holistic living, and metaphysical. Throughout our high-ranked shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of eye-opening information, profound inspiration, compassionate counseling, advanced spirituality, pertinent advice, and loving guidance. Just tune in, live, or on demand, and share. Our shows are held on Mondays and Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. At any moment, to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with the host. CVIEW provides the platform to a diverse array of guests, national and international, who are joining forces to change the world from inside out, utilizing their areas of expertise. If you have something to say, we have the audience for it. All interviews are easily found in social media and are available free and on demand for anyone who wishes to further their knowledge and to transform their lives. Host the show and get your name in the game. Lead with CVIEW Quantum Network on a new media content revolution that is empowering individuals like you with the ability to globally distribute their ideas and create a following of like-minded fans. To request a show, please email Claudia Pareco at info@charlotteview.net or visit our website, charlotteview.net. Now, please enjoy the episode of the day.
Thank you, Gabriel, and welcome everybody to CVIEW. And today we are so excited to have author Dimitra Juvenil, and we're going to talk about her book, Now I Know How. Dimitra was born and raised in Athens, Greece. Then she lived in different places where she gathered a lot of experiences, including Turkey, Texas, Washington State, California, North Carolina, and now she calls home South Carolina. She is mother to two grown sons and grandmother to two gorgeous grandsons. Dimitra is a NIA instructor, an Ageless Grace educator, an EFT coach, and experiential workshop facilitator, and the author of two books. Today we're going to talk about one of them, the one that is called Now I Know How. Cause and effect principles motivate Dimitra. She uses various approaches to shift and alter her perception in order to facilitate changes that bring her closer to reality of joy, peace, and abundance. Teaching these ways and letting people experience that is one of her missions in her life. And she does this in very different, creative, passionate, exciting ways. We are so pleased of being one of the businesses that promote Seaside NIA Retreat along with her, because this is a one-of-a-time opportunity. Also, you have to learn about her Soul Mind Body workshops that she held in Tega Cay, South Carolina, and of course, her weekly classes. But let's talk about something else, and now it's a book which is very sweet to our hearts, because this is a book that was written thinking of children. And to our amazement, adults love it too. So let's bring Dimitra to the show so we can start a conversation about her book, Now I Know How. Thank you, Dimitra, for being here.
Thank you, Claudia, for having me. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing so well, or so good. You know, We were talking before we went on air, and I was just telling you how much I enjoy your book. I was going to read it. Well, I had to know something about the book, but I never thought I was going to be as enchanted as I was when looking through the pages. The images are just beautiful, and the way you take the readers through the principles of manifestation and intentionality is just very smart.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It all just kind of, it flowed out like books with an intent to deliver something. And if we just relax and go into the authentic of ourselves, books get written. When I started reading, I didn't really know exactly how it was going to go. I had a vague idea what I wanted to impart. And things started happening, synchronicity, and my intent was there to deliver to the children and to deliver what I had learned in a lifetime of experiences and practices and teachings and classes and experimenting, of course. And I have come to the point that it's time to put this down. But how exactly? You know, if it's for kids, I didn't want to direct them or instruct them. That's not going to fly very much. Kids would resent that or back away from it. I wanted to teach without preach. You know, I didn't want to preach anything to them. So the story started forming. And the next thing I knew, I had 13 chapters in my, you know, available to me. And each chapter, one led to the other. Naturally, it would just started happening and started taking place and coming to the culmination of the result. And from the beginning, that my protagonist doesn't know how to do something, and he's frustrated and he's jealous. And he sends his friend that know how to do that little something. And he doesn't know how to go about it. And what he does is what most of us, even as adults, do all the time. I did it until it finally on me. It's like, hello, this is what you're doing, Dimitra. You know, time to shift that. And it had to do with shifting perspective. And once the perspective shifts, the outer picture changes. So it's like, okay, let's put this in a story so the kids can understand. So back to my protagonist, he finds out that information a little more, a few other ancient truths that are every day applicable in our everyday lives. We can all do it. And sometimes we know the truths and we don't do them. But back to the story again. So then finally he moves through and he starts applying these principles. He's trying it. He's experimenting. Let's try this. Oh, okay, that's how that works. Let's do that. And he finally comes to the point that he believes in that. He believes in the fact that he's capable. So now he is empowered. He has self-esteem. He has confidence. He is self-reliant. And he knows he's holding the key. He's holding the power of choice. And that power of choice, his choice, he knows what the next step is in order to manifest it, to bring it into life, into form or experience in his life, in this physical world. So he starts with the power of choice. He knows the next step. And then he applies it, and he sees the results. And I gave it all in a very simple, very... suspenseful, fun, very easy read. And because it's for easy readers also, you know, the book is. So I was going to say something about that. I lost my train of thought. And because it is for easy readers, it's broken down, obviously, in chapter book, 13 short chapters. so the kids, you know, don't get bored and don't get sidetracked, so they can just follow through nicely.
So we are talking about a book that is helping children to understand all of those principles that you were talking about. And now the good news is that people can actually buy it, not only from your website, which is the NoSecretSecret.com, they can also buy it in Amazon. So why don't you let us know about that?
Yeah, I will. Thank you, Claudia. Yes, it went up on Amazon not too long ago, both in the paperback version and also as a Kindle. The Kindle is $9.99, and the paperback version is $18.50. So please go on Amazon.com and search for the title. Just put in Now I Know How, and it will pop up. And I would be delighted if you, whenever you get it, you read it, to leave me a review. I welcome all reviews because, like I said, it just now went up. So reviews are a good thing. So I want to hear back from you. So, yeah. Yes. And also, like Claudia said, in my website, the NoSecretSecret.com.
Thank you. And so going back to the book, Dimitra, I love how you started. Let's go to chapter one. And I have the author. So what is more exciting than having the author comment on her book and why she went that way? But I found it very interesting that everything in this novel, in this mystery novel adventure that is so enticing for children, everything starts with a dream. And, you know, Dimitra, I don't know if it happens to you, but lots of creative or manifestation or desires in my life have from a dream state or a dream, actual dream, that propels me into something. Were you dreaming of this book or something make you start with a dream?
I use dreams all the time. yes, it's also whether it's a dream or whether it's in my quiet time, in a meditation time, anytime I'm in a little bit on an altered state, where it's the alpha state, whenever, you know, you come out of sleep. Yes, absolutely. Questions and answers and ideas, they all kind of float, you know, in the early morning when, or in the middle of the night or in the dream. When the rest of the world, we're not influenced by what's going around us, and our, you know, our brain is quieter. So, yes, and I also applied that a lot of the wisdom in the book is coming from the dream, right? The in the dream appears this beautiful woman, and she actually is the representation of all good that's within each and every one of us. She is that higher energy that each of us has. Of course, I presented for the story line in the form of a woman. And again, she's beautiful, but she's floating, and she's airy, and she's kind, and she's sweet. And she is that loving energy. She's that infinite wisdom. She is the one that has all the answers. She's the one that all we need to do is connect with her, and she will bring us back down again. She will harmonize us. She will make us calmer again. She will balance us if we're out of balance. So she's the one that came in the dream to the boy, and she's the one that gave him all this very, very valuable information, but she did it in a form of fun, of mystery. They go behind three mysterious doors, and then they discuss. And they remember, the protagonist, remember what she has said. And when they leave from this magical places that they went, the three boys, their three friends, when they come out of those of those magical places and they come into the everyday world, that is the value of the whole book and of the dream. Because what good would it do to them as kids, or to any kid that reads it, or adult that reads it for that matter? What good would come out of it if it just stopped there? It would be just a nice mysterious, cute, adventurous story, but nothing to take and take it out to the world and apply it and make one's life better. So that's why when they came out of those mysterious doors, they knew something. They didn't just know it, though, intellectually. They talked about it and they understood it. And once they understood it, they embodied it. And then it was theirs. And that is the present that was theirs, and no one could take that away from them. And one of the chapters is called The Understanding. Okay, so far so good. I understand it. But then what? The next chapter is called The Doing. Because we live in a physical world that we have to do. We have to take action. We have to create by doing, not just by thinking. All of it came for them. And then they started applying what they learned in the physical world. And then, voila, they had their answer and they had their tangible, handheld manifestation or whatever it was that they were working on. And that book in itself is actually the physical product, the physical manifestation of me applying this very same principles that I gave through the story. I applied those principles in my life as an adult. And this book is what happened after me applying those principles, is the tangible manifestation of my dream.
Yeah, you know, Manitra, and it also talks about you and the work that you do as an experiential workshop facilitator. Is everything that you do, there's a workshop, a retreat, something that to apply it and to make it real and to manifest. So how other ways have you used these principles in your daily life and that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. All the time. And like I said, as an adult, you know, I've always, you know, been doing this. And now I have come to the point that, you know, I even do it consciously. I just do it. It has become who I am. I have come closer to the authentic me, the one that resides in me. Again, the one that is, well, yeah, I'm going to stop there, the authentic me. So I'm closer and closer to that. So I don't have to struggle. I don't have to come up with outer tools, with other ways to get there. I can pretty much most of the time, and I'm going to say most of the time, because we all have our ups and downs, right? So I have my ups and downs, to be real. But most of the time, a breath and an inner awareness that I am one that knows all, is all, ever present. I am one with that. And I have learned to tune into that with a simple breath with an intention. Once the intention is there. And then when I come back into the physical world, it's like, hello, you set all that up. That's the first step, right? Set it up, the intent. And then leave the door open for opportunities to appear, right? Don't close the door. Look around. It might be right. It might be left. It might be behind you. But don't close the door and never say, oh, I cannot do this or that, blah, 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 blah. Oh, what if? Don't go there. That's my suggestion. Because if you go there, you're closing the doors. All those what ifs, forget it. Start with the intent. Come into your physical world. And be mindful. Be in the moment. Because there'll be a sign somewhere, whether it's in your dream or whether it's somebody said something or your attention was caught by something that is relevant to your intention. And should you go that way? Should you follow that? Should you do that? Only you know. And you will know it as a knowledge. You're going to feel it. Once you feel it, then you know that's the correct direction. So then the next step would be take some action toward. You asked me how I do it. That's how I do it. I take action once I feel it. I don't push it. I wait till I feel it. If I don't feel enough, then I just hang loose. Just hang loose. It's going to happen. Your intent is there. And then you take action. The next thing you know, it's like, boom. Oh, sometimes we don't recognize it. It's like we're living in that dream that we wanted to create, and we don't recognize that's what it is. So when we do recognize it, I've caught myself several times say, oh, that's what I was intending to do. This is what I was intending to manifest. And I didn't even see it. I didn't catch on to it. Hello. So the next thing I have learned to do is gratitude. Make sure I acknowledge it, and I'm thankful for it, and I'm grateful for it. So I'm building up on that stepping ladder, that stepping stool, that ladder that keeps going up and up and up. I'm building on the gratitude ladder all the time. And the more grateful you are about something, the fuller your gratitude is, you're going to find stuff happening quicker and quicker. Quicker and quicker, and easier becoming your way. So that is another tool to use, the gratitude tool. And I'm very grateful for this book. I'm very grateful 24/7, anytime, every time, anywhere. I look around my home, and I love it. Like, by the way, this home, this physical house, is the actual manifestation of one of my inner workings of about 5 years back. I wanted a house, though, to look like this and to have this, and this in it. And it has all of that in it, just like I visualize it and just like I put it out there. And let me tell you something really quickly, which actually I haven't shared with anybody except the people that come to my workshops here and we do the vision boards. We came to this house, my husband, 5 years ago. And in the storeroom downstairs, there was some leftover tile that the previous owners had used to renovate the house. And I'm down there one day, and I'm cleaning up, I'm pushing things around, and I see a stack of brand new tiles, and they were still in the box. From the box, on the outside of the box, something caught my eye. What caught my eye was my name. And the writing on it, on all four sides of the box, it said Demetra, which is the exact spelling of my name, right? Demetra. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and I thought, who in the world wrote my name? We had just moved in on these tiles. And I got down there closer, and it was the company. It was a tile company called Demetra. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Of course, I Googled it. It's a tile company. Why these previous owners had chosen this tile company that had my name on it? Lowe's and Home Depot don't sell those, not to my knowledge. I don't know where they got them from or why, and this stack was still left there. So to me, when I moved into this house and I saw that, it was like such a confirmation that this was a manifestation that I had worked on in my head first with my intent.
Wow, that's awesome. And, you know, your book has a lot of intentionality that we can talk about. And like everything that is in that book has an intention. Let's talk about the font that you chose for this book.
The font, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's do that. Let me back up. Okay, let me say the font is a special font for dyslexics. It's called the Dyslexi font. But what I want to point out that it's not just for people with dyslexia. I don't have dyslexia. It makes the reading a little bit easier and more fun for dyslexics and for non-dyslexics to read, because the spacing is a little bit different. You can go to their website. It's called the dyslexifont.com, and you can see details as to, you know, what it does. But if I were not to tell you about it, you wouldn't notice it, but you would notice that it was an easier and a more fun read. So this came about from my illustrator. The illustrator's name is Flo Barrington, and her website is creativeflorence.uk. She lives in England. And I go to Greece every year. I was born and raised there, like Claudia said. And I go to Greece every year in the summer, and I hold a Nia retreat. I call it the seaside retreat on a Greek island called Agistri. And we go to a venue that is called Rose's Little Village. And it's an amazing venue. It's such a holistic spot. It's beautiful. So if you're more interested to find out about that, go to roseslittlevillage.com or go to my website, thenosecretsecret.com, and you can find more information about that. So back to the illustrator, Flo Barrington. She has been going to that spot for vacation, to Rose's Little Village, for the, I'm not quite sure, 14, 15 years. As a matter of fact, she got married there as well. And I met her there a couple of years ago, and I knew her online, but I had never met her personally. And at the time, she was illustrating one of her books, and she's a beautiful illustrator. She is so amazing at the stuff she does. Go on her website and check it out. So I didn't have an illustrator at the time, so we talked about it, we connected, and we decided, yes, she's going to do this for me. And Flo is dyslexic. So I found out about the dyslexic font and her challenges and her talent and her wit and quirkiness, everything just moved me about her. So we clicked. And it was summertime. She danced Nia with me for the first time. She got moved by that. She was an excellent student. She stepped in and left all her inhibitions behind and just turned loose with Nia and us. And then we both, the retreat finished in Portland. I came back to South Carolina, and we started for 7 months back and forth online pretty much every morning, exchanging ideas on private messaging, the book, the drawings, what I wanted to portray, the different chapters, the colors, the back and forth she would send me, and we'd correct and edit and so forth. And that went on for 7 months. So that was the actual action part that was required on my part. I had set the wheels of motion to manifest this book, right? I had the intent, I had the story, and the universe started supporting me, like pushing me and encouraging me and supporting me, like from the back, like a hand on my back, just kind of guiding me this way, guiding me that way. And synchronicities are starting to happen. And meeting Flo there was one of those synchronicities. The fact that Flo was illustrating, drawing every morning, inspired by the beautiful place that Rose's Little Village is, the fact that she was doing those drawings in the morning quietly, and I would just kind of sneak back behind her and very quietly, I was looking over her shoulder what she was doing, and I was inspired. This was synchronicity, because very easily Flo could have not been there that year, or could have, or at the same time that I was, or she could have not been drawing that book at that specific time. So everything, and the fact that we discussed it, and she said, yeah, I want to do this. And she agreed to it, and I agreed to it, and we moved forward. And the next thing, I have a few little stumbling blocks along the way, but I didn't take them as anything to put me back or stop me. Perseverance. I was strong in my vision, and I knew what I wanted to bring forth. And I knew that these little steps, these little quirks, they were nothing, no more than topologies. And then I was presented with the right opportunity to find the right mentor, if you will, to do this and to do an excellent job and to do the best quality for the best price and to be able to have these full illustrations that Flo had done for this book, to have them in the actual physical book. They feel like velvet. The book, the quality, the paper of the book is beautiful, and so are her illustrations and those bright colors. They just jump out of the pages for you. So all of that came to place along the way. Intention, choice, false action, boom, in your health or in your life, an experience. Boom. Boom's good.
Now let's continue with our intentionality on your book. So after that synchronicity, serendipity event that happened in your life, why did you choose three boys, and why are the skin colors different for the boys?
Yeah. Well, boys, first of all, spoke to me because I have two sons and two grandsons. Somehow it never felt like I would write this with girls. I don't know, just somehow boys just kind of floated in, and that's something to do, the fact that I have boys. So I related to them easier. I guess that's one of the reasons. Although actually I never actually thought about it. And the fact that why do they have different colors? Because I wanted the book to be all inclusive. It's all about inclusiveness. It's all about all of us. We're all one, regardless of what color skin we have. And I wanted to portray that in some very little way, rather than saying anything. It was perfect to put it out that way. Yeah.
And then after that, you have these illustrations, and you talked about that and how you and the illustrator Flo Barrington came up with this. But what is the intention behind these colorful, almost they jump out of the book illustrations?
Well, for starters, I mean, the illustrations are depictions, are what the text, what the book is all about. So a child, you know, will read this or have it read to them. But once they look at the pictures, they travel. They go into the picture. When Flo is so good with all of this, when her suggestions came, I gave her the portion of the chapter that I wanted her to illustrate. Out of each chapter, I said, okay, this is the portion I want you to illustrate, you know, work on. So she would do it once she felt it. And her suggestions were of such a value to me, because she's the one that was the same thing I was saying in text, but she was saying it in picture. So she would say, oh, I'm going to use this color, I'm going to do it this way, I'm going to do it like that, da-da-da-da-da, is that okay, blah, blah. And I would say, that is your territory. When you feel it, that you can portray this in the strongest way possible, that it can capture the kid, and you can get the kid to travel into that picture and be a part of it and feel it and pretend that he or she is there, then it's a double absorption, if you will. It's a double embodiment for the kid and old, actually, whoever is reading it, because you're reading it and you're looking at it. Uh-huh. You have all those different elements happening at the same time. So, yeah. I mean, Florington is a master in her work. Yep.
The book is what?
I was going to say the book is for all ages. I like to say that it's for children from 7 to 9, 7 years old, because truly the message in there is not just for children. And if anyone is a newcomer to the concepts of focus and choice and manifestation, if they're new to it, and they're adults, this is the perfect way to start to understanding it, because it's very simply presented. So it's not just for children; it's for anybody and everybody. Yeah.
Now you're talking about cards that were made out of the illustration. What is the purpose of those?
Oh yes. Actually, Flo did all the artwork for that. And I took three of the illustrations that I really liked, and I had nice, empty, inside, all-occasion cards made. you know, from the same illustrations of the book. They are just fun cards, and they're printed on linen stock, so they feel great. And they're all occasion. You can just write anything you want in them, use them anytime for anything. And they're just illustrations, and I thought it was something very nice, just nice to have, and nice and very useful as well.
And these
one,
they
an
can
addition
get,
to it.
Sorry, yeah. How can we get them?
Oh, you can get them from my website. If you go to the nosecretsecret.com, you can get them in there. And another way to use them would be if anyone was to get the book and to give the book as a present, they can get one of the cards to go with it. So you're giving them the birthday present. One of the cards is clowns. So, you know, you can use any card, of course. I just mentioned the clowns because of children. You can just give the child the book and give the card with it, write in the card. It's all occasion, and there's your present. So, yeah, that was a nice combination.
Dimitra, would you love if children, after they read the book, would send you their opinion on the book?
Their opinion, is that what you said?
Yeah, the children would write you a note about what they thought.
Oh, my goodness, yes, I would love it. I would love it. I would so love it. Yes, absolutely. And I would love to have all that and just put it all together. And who knows? You just gave me an idea. All of a sudden, as you were saying this, I just felt this opening happening, this another door of opportunity. Who knows, you know, what the universe is holding out there for me, not personally so much as for the book and the message of the book. What is the next level for the message of that book? To go out and what good it can do. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I read is that when you are trying to apply the principles of choice, manifestation, intention, all of those, as an adult, you always go through a learning curve, which for many is very discouraging. You don't want to continue because it's so difficult to change. But with children, if they learn this early on, it's almost magical, the things that they can bring into their life. And as parents, that's one of the best gifts we can give our children, is to tap into that power that we are all born with early on.
Absolutely. I agree with you 1,000%. And that was, you know, the main reason for me putting this together was like I went through a lifetime learning, unlearning, falling down, getting up, doing it again and again and again and again. What if somebody early on had said, you know what, apply this. Both, they're nice and simple. And I had learned them as a kid. So that was intent. And then putting the book together, what if I could show these children how to do this early on, like you said, and have them tap into that power so they don't fall and come back and fall and come back and learn and relearn again, so they don't go through all this. How empowering is that for a child, right? So that was it. That was the intent. And then into when I came across the dyslexic part of it and I decided, you know, I'm going to do this. Challenge is a challenge is a challenge. Whether the child is dyslexic and cannot read and mixes up the letters, transposes them, and or any other daily challenges that they might have, or whether it's a child that wants to do something and doesn't know how to do it, just like my protagonist, whatever the challenge is, or reading or riding a bike, whatever it is. So now I'm showing them how to do something, how to transform something from what they don't know how to do or what they don't want to something that they do want and to learn how to do that, right? So I'm showing them that. And then I thought, you know what? This is a powerful thing for the dyslexics because now they can read the message easier. So the dyslexic phone took care of that. Another part of serendipity that came in. So, yeah, empowering the children.
And I agree with you. The dyslexic font, you don't even know it's there, but it's so beautiful. That space that they leave between the letters, it just make it easy to read, and it's enjoyable.
Yeah, and it's also very, when I first saw it, I thought, oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't even think twice about going with it. For obviously, I had my main reasons, but also it's visually very aesthetically beautiful. It's playful. And had I not gone with that, I would have still looked for a playful font because it's a children's book. But this came, and it was playful, and it was effective, and it had all those other elements to it. So it was to me, it was like another piece of the puzzle falling together, yeah.
So, again, we are letting know our listeners, if your child reads the book and afterwards wants to contact Dimitra Givanu, the author, and send her their thoughts, what they thought about the book, how they have applied it in their lives, if something magical has happened after applying these principles, it's very easy to contact Dimitra Givanu. You can private message her on Facebook, look her up for Dimitra Givanu, or you can go to her website, thenosecretsecret.com, and in there you have a contact that you can use to send your children's opinion. You know, when I was a child, I used to read a lot. I still do, but I was so passionate about books and reading. Just the idea that I could contact the author and tell them, hey, I love your book, or I did this, or my imagination brought me, I would have loved it. That's a beautiful idea.
That's a beautiful idea, and that would be so rewarding for me. I have already heard from a few, but I would like to hear, you know, from more, obviously. And like I said, you know, the lessons to be learned. Who knows what child is going to write what to me, and whatever they write to me, what lesson am I going to learn from them? Because it's a back and forth process, right? I would love to get messages from children and learn from them. Yeah.
Now, another thing that you talk about a little when we were talking about the illustrator was the Seaside Near Retreat. We have some minutes to talk about that, unless, is there anything that we haven't commented about the book?
I don't think so. I think we covered it. I mean, I can still talk about it, but I think we covered the essence of it, let's just say that. So, yeah, the Seaside Near Retreat. I'm you mentioned, Claudia, I'm a NIA instructor. I'm a brown belt NIA instructor. I've been doing it for quite a few years. I walked into my first class, and it was love at first step that I took, and I have been doing it for, like, I don't know right now, I lose track of time, maybe 13, 14 years. And it's been my medicine, actually. So once a year in the summer, I go to this beautiful Greek island, Aegisthi again, and we go to Rose's little village. It's a beautiful spot, and people come with. They come from all over, sometimes all over the world. I had some women come from South Africa one year, and some come from England. And, of course, this year we're having a great group, and most of them this year are from all around my area here. They're actually students of NIA. And and I also have two other NIA instructors that are coming with. So I have reinforcement this year. So we spend a week on this beautiful island, like I said, and we don't just do NIA, we do that twice a day. And you can go to the NIA website to find out what it is. NIANow.com is the official website, NIANOW.com. But we also do other things. Obviously, we swim. The location, the venue is practically, it's right there on the water. We swim, we kayak, we eat beautiful fresh food dinners. They have a beautiful staff in the kitchen. They cook beautifully. We explore the island. The owners of the venue, they have a beautiful boat. It's a three-decker, I don't know if you call it a boat. I'm not sure the proper term right now. It's a big boat, three levels.
And we go around the island with it, and we visit other spots. We go across to another island. We do all kinds of things. We have live Greek music one night. We eat under the night. We eat together. We make new friends, make new connections. It's a very community-oriented retreat, and the week just goes by just like that. And it's all what I have found out. This is my sixth year of doing it. I have also found out that this retreat, the participants that come, because I always set up an intent. We have an intent and a focus, right? We have an umbrella focus for the retreat. And the umbrella focus is the yes, saying yes to life, saying yes. So, and because of all those elements together, the dance, the Greek culture, the food, the newness, the people, the swimming, the kayaking, whatever else is that we do, the relaxation, the reading, whatever anybody wants to do is there. And the retreat has acted as a catalyst for growth and transformation for a lot of people. And it happens every year, and it's not a coincidence. And I know that. I see it. I can feel it. I have people, participants that come to me, and they'll say, we have quiet times too also. And we have a lot of heart talks, and we have journaling. And we write down our ideas and our solutions, if you will, our dreams, our intentions. We always set an intent. So they'll come to me and they say, you know what, this is what happened. I always wanted to do this, or I decided to do that, or I decided to drop that from my life because it doesn't serve me any longer. So this retreat has acted as a big door flung wide open for a lot of people. And I have noticed that year in and year out. So it doesn't surprise me anymore.
And, you know, yeah. If someone, well, I've been to Greece and I've been to the islands. Oh, my God. It's paradise.
It is.
If you try and get on Greece, that's paradise to me. It's like the weather is perfect. The food is delicious. Yeah. Of course, I like my wine as well, but that's another delicious thing.
We have that too. Yes.
So being under the stars by the sea, and then dancing Mia. What else can you ask for?
You know what? That's I don't know. For me, the whole thing is medicine. You know, swimming and doing Mia is just medicine. Period. That's all I can say about it. And I this year I'm going a little bit earlier. We're going in July, so this retreat is from July 8th through the 15th. We meet on Sunday, and we finish on Sunday. And we're gonna meet at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, July the 8th, and we meet for a little meet and greet of the retreat participants, right? And that's kind of a open, lighthearted night. Everybody's there. We really have arrived from different parts. We have traveled, and a lot of people, speaking about traveling, a lot of people spend a lot of time in Athens. Actually suggested by me to do spend a day or two in Athens, explore that. So you're going to go across the ocean, you know, you might as well go ahead and see what Athens, this vibrant city, is all about, right? So they'll spend a couple of days or one in Athens, then they come to the island, which is close to the mainland, and so Sunday night, you know, we just meet, and everybody's there. And Rosie, she's the owner of the retreat. Rosie and her husband, Nondas, and their son, Christian, are the owners of the retreat. And Rosie will come down there, and she will just say, okay, have a glass of wine, relax. You have arrived. This is exactly what she says. She goes, now you're here, so relax. There's nothing to do, nowhere to go. You're here. So then after that, we exchange, we set our focus, we get to know one another, we have a nice lighthearted, like I said, we have some hors d'oeuvres downstairs, and in a couple of hours or so, we all track upstairs onto the veranda, and table is set for us, and we have a beautiful Greek dinner, our first dinner together under the stars. And the next morning, we start with our first class and our journaling and swimming and kayaking,
and exploring the island and whatever, and a whole bunch of other things. And of course, we do shopping. We go across to a bigger island called Aegina, and there we do some of our shopping. And it's beautiful, actually beautiful, beautiful artists that they make beautiful jewelry and clothes and of course food and things to buy. A lot of things are packaged nicely, so you can actually buy things and put them in your suitcase, and drinks and local specialties. So it's fun.
What I found also is Greece is not expensive for us. So it's a great opportunity to jump the sea and find a place that, again, it's like paradise. So for people that are listening, if you are interested in 2018 CSI NEAR Retreat, go to the NoSecretSecret.com website and you can find information there. Also in Facebook, Dimitra even has an event with the same name, 2018 Seaside Nia Retreat, where you are posting all of these photos, all of this information. You have posted just recently a great deal for the airfare. So take advantage and go to Greece in 2018. Ask Dimitra how to say yes to yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Claudia. Yes, just say yes. You know, today, this is all we have right now in this physical world, you know, right? So if you feel it, I say, if you feel it in your heart, step out there and do it, you know. All the yes, ifs, buts, nos, you know. Tomorrow is not promised to anybody, right? So if the opportunity is there, and just take a look. And if you move, just jump in. Literally jump in. I'm going to jump in the water. So, yeah, the NoSecretSecret.com has all the information, lots of pictures from previous retreats, testimonials, and you can also, I have links in there for the venue, and you can click on the Roses Little Village and see the venue, which is absolutely, it's a gorgeous spot. And such hospitable people make your stay there like you're at home. It literally feels like going back home. And this is what you hear from other people. People that go there, they go every year, whether they're holding a retreat, a workshop, or they're just going go as individual vacationers. They keep going back, and you'll hear that, and you'll see it. You'll witness that and whenever you go there. People keep going, and they call it the home away from home. And the big portion, the big part of that is not just the location, all of that, the high energy of it, is actually the people there. They're very, very helpful, very hospitable, and will make your stay just a delight. So I'm really looking forward to being alive.
Well, thank you again, Dimitra, for being here, for sharing this information. You mentioned also this year you're going to have people that go to the Seaside NEAR Retreat are having not one, but three NEAR instructors. So always when you change the pace and you have this person that likes, let's say, Latin moves and the other one that likes more, well, that's always a plus. So take advantage of that. Yeah. Contact the NoSoSecretSecret.com and get on with that. But let's go back to Now I Know How. So before we leave, we really recommend this book for your child, for yourself. This is a beautiful illustrated book that will take your child and yourself hand by hand on the process of positive change, conscious choices, transformation, action, trust, confidence in self, identify with your goals and get it. Get the results you want. Dimitra, is there anything that you want to share with us before we say goodbye?
No, that's. I think you covered it. You just said, you know, all the main things. What a child or an adult, for that matter, will get from the book. We'll get confidence. We'll get self-esteem build up. We'll get direction. We'll know how to do it. We'll get empowerment. That's the bottom line. Empowerment. Yes, I can do this. You know, after reading the book, the child will say, "Oh, I can do that. I can do that." Because now he knows how to go about it. And it's fun. It's fun because at the end, you know, you have succeeded. So now, you know, you bring up into your success, your confidence, you're transformed. So, and you have a way to do it. And that's the bottom line. And it's not that hard. It's actually easy. It's like, oh, I'm so glad somebody told me this. Didn't I do that yesterday, you know? So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get the kids to know it so they don't grow up and say, I wish somebody had told me this earlier in life.
That's right. So, again, we have reached the end of today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Share. Get the book. And send it to your children. Buy it to your grandchildren. And you'll see the transformation in their lives. And Demetra, thank you for being here. Thank you for that passion, that love that you share with everybody. It's infectious. It's pretty much like I want to go to your house and start doing Nia right now with you.
I hope you do. Come on down.
Yeah, I will.
Buy your ticket. Lufthansa had some great price here. Buy your ticket. Thank you very much, Claudia, for having me. I look forward to dancing near with you, and to look forward, you know, the kids. Anybody buys a book and have the kids respond to me, I would love it. I would so love it. So, and please go on Amazon, both on Kindle and paperback also.
So with that, we say goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.